This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
BetQL Network presented, of course, by BetMGM. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawkster with you on a Football Friday. 40 minutes from now, we go over our finalized survivor pick. I mean, we got to do this. I mean, I don't know what we're doing, but we're going to make a survivor pick for the contest. Joe and Paul, I mean, this just feels like the most difficult week for them to have five picks. So we'll hear where they're at. By the way, Minnesota now up to 3.5-point favorites at BetMGM. That number's moving with Andy Dalton slated to start for New Orleans. All right, we got more games to get through here. Let's do them. Patriots, Packers, Sunday. We know Mac Jones is unlikely to play, even though that hasn't been finalized, but it seems pretty obvious he's not going to play. Packers, 9.5-point favorites in this game. The more the week goes on, and it's not 10, but the more the week goes on, I like the Patriots side of this. They're going to run the football. This is going to be a lower scoring game. You look at Belichick in his career when he's been this big of an underdog with the Patriots. Does not happen very often. Usually covers, usually ugly games. And Joe, you've mentioned all week, Aaron Rodgers, yards per attempt. They're not slinging it. They're not moving the ball the way they used to. It's more of a close to the vest kind of game. Patriots plus the 9.5 feels right to me.
Has Brian Hoyer ever won a game? That's my question. He's not. Well,
yeah.
I'm wondering if he's ever won a game. When's the last time he won a game? Is it the Bears? Is it with the Bears? When he had an actual start? It's been so long. How old is this man?
Brian Hoyer is 36.
He's almost 37.
His birthday's in a couple weeks.
Happy birthday, Brian. Let's celebrate with a victory. Let's knock everybody out of Survivor, please.
His last win was 2016, to answer your question. 2016 was the last time he won a game.
That was a while ago.
Yeah.
that's a good while ago. He knows the offense as well as anyone. It's a downgrade. How much of a downgrade is it? I mean, Mac Jones, the interceptions grab your attention last week, and those were worrisome. He had three of them, but he has been pushing the ball down the field, right? Like number one in the league, ADOT, it's Devontae Parker, 21 yards. They've been explosive. They're number three in explosive play rate, explosive pass rate, top three. They're not going to be that any longer. Now, they've got some defensive players that have been sticking out to me on this Patriots side. I mean, they will get to the quarterback. They will get to Aaron Rodgers. You've been able to run on them. So if I'm Green Bay, I'm not worried about, you know, getting things figured out with your younger receivers. Let's run and let's get out of here. Just win the game. That's what we need to do coming off that Tampa victory last week. I mean, 31st, the Patriots defense in rushing success rate. So I go heavy Jones, I go heavy Dillon. And fine, we trust our defense to do a good enough job on Hoyer. What's the interception number on Hoyer there? That could be another one that you might want to add to the list. Not practicing on Thursday, their elite cornerback, Jaire Alexander, and, you know, what's new? So it's another week in the NFL. David Bakhtiari is not practicing. He never practices. I think the Patriots keep this close. Belichick has a history when he's a big dog, keeping games close, sometimes pulling off the upset. He's coming off of a loss as a big-time dog. I trust him. I think both teams are going to run. They're going to run a whole lot, and that's why this is such a low total. What are we sitting at, 40? Second lowest of the week, next to Bears-Giants.
39.5.
Jeez. Yeah, I understand why. I understand why that's the number. Does anybody have the guts to tease this one? How do you tease it? You tease the Patriots up?
That's what I was. I actually thought about that this morning. Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going through, and you're going through 10 and 13. You could.
24-10, you win.
Yeah, I think that'd be the only way to do it. But I'm on the Patriots, ATS. I like the Patriots. We'll see coming up in, you know, about like 40 minutes if I'm able to convince Paul on the 9.5 part. But, yeah, I like the Pats. There's a reason we saw all this sharp money early on in the week coming in on the New England side. And I agree with those dollars.
What do you think, Aaron?
This is another game I have no interest in. I mean, it's a big spread, so maybe Bill Belichick can keep it close. But also, I haven't been that impressed with Bill Belichick. I don't know if he's lost a step, but I need to see more. Yeah, I'm not betting on this side prop total. Zero interest for me on this one.
Yeah, I like the Patriots. I would take it even at the 9.5. I think this is a closer game. I haven't seen anything from the Packers that tells me they're going to run away from anybody. They haven't played like that yet. Until I see it, I can't believe it. And against Belichick, I think that will be a difficult task. So Patriots plus 9.5 feels like the right side. Let's go to Chargers-Texans. Boy, this was a game we circled weeks ago as a potential survivor spot. We threw that away pretty early this week. The injury report is just ugly for the Chargers. I mean, we know guys were out, like Joey Bosa and Slater, gone for a long period of time, one for the season with Slater. It's a 5-point number. This number is kind of interesting. It's just kind of sat here all week where no one, I guess there's not a significant amount of money either way moving this down or up. The one thing I think is worth noting, Joe, you mentioned last week, Davis Mills on the road, bad, but Davis Mills at home, good. So you have that factor in too. I feel like the Chargers got to be desperate, but maybe they're just dead. A dark cloud over them for the season with injuries. I don't know. My gut is the Chargers win this and probably cover the number, but I'm not willing to bet real money on the Chargers the way they looked the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, American dollars, but
Monopoly
euros
money.
Maybe, but not American dollars.
Right.
Yeah. So mentioned earlier, Lindsley limited, J.C. Jackson limited, Keenan Allen limited. Isn't that a big part of this handicap, if those guys are going to be on the field or not? So Slater, the downgrade from Slater to their next tackle is an ocean, okay? Storm Norton is horrendous. He was out there for 51 dropbacks last week. He gave up 9 pressures. You get him for a full game. A full game. I'm worried for Herbert in this game. And we expect him to be out there. There have been no signs that he's not going to be out there. But he's brutal. Even this Texas pass rush might be able to get to him. So, look, I have very little interest in this game. At 5. If you're giving me 7, like the look ahead was 7, okay, I can buy into that a little bit. If Herbert's out there and he looks better and he has his center, he has his wide out with Keenan Allen, J.C. Jackson's out there on the island, you know, against Cooks or whatever. Okay. I can see the Chargers win this game. I am not touching this in Survivor. I think you are playing with fire. Such a tough week. If you are going to roll with the Chargers and, you know, Storm Norton's going to be out there and a hobbled Herbert and maybe some of these other players, I have no interest in any of that.
Yeah. I mean, do we know if Herbert's playing?
Yeah, he's playing.
He's been practicing in full all week.
Yeah.
I don't think he's well. Bosa out, no Rashawn Slater. Like you mentioned, Mills Mafia, really, really good at home. Texans have covered 3 straight home games. Davis Mills had the best game of his career against the Chargers last year, but this number has moved. I mean, I think it was Houston plus 6 even just last night, right? So I don't know. What I do like, Houston is one of the worst teams defending the rush. So Austin Eckler over. I'm looking at that.
Yeah, I like that. Even though he hasn't run very well, this feels like a week they lean on him. I think that's a good player. Doesn't this have to be a week where the Chargers defense wins the game? I know Bosa's out. But they still have a lot of good players on defense. Every level, they have good players. Like, if J.C. Jackson plays, come on. Like, their defense should go win the game. Just dominate the Texans' offense and win the game. I think that's probably what happens, but no, it's not American dollars on this game. No way.
What do you guys think it is about this week? Is it the specific matchups? Because I'm leaning on something else. And what I'm saying is they're having a tough time finding some sort of an edge, some sort of a strong play here in week number four. These lines are tight. The books got – we have a three-game sample size on just about every team – and every team now, four in some cases, and now they know what they're seeing. Like, these edges, they seem to be gone. I think that's the biggest reason that we're having a tough time in addition to the injury report. There are so many situations that we're talking about. Like, okay, if I know out, in, okay, I know which side I'm going to play that game.
Yeah, and then like
it's
every
like
game
the NBA, you got to wait on these injury reports right now.
And there's like a block every time you feel good about something. It's like, but wait, like I feel good about the Cowboys over Washington, but it's Cooper Rush. You're laying 3.5 with Cooper Rush. The Steelers, but Mitch Trubisky stinks. Like, there's a lot of weird quarterback stuff, injuries, travel. It's a weird week. All right, let's hit a game that fits this bill. I mean, I have you convince me on anything, and I'll believe you. With the Cardinals and the Panthers. I have no idea. I hate both these teams. Neither will be anywhere near the playoffs. The one thing that sticks in terms of this matchup is Kingsbury's been good covering on the road. I don't know why. I don't think he's a very good coach, but history says he covers in road spots. But the way I'm thinking about playing this is pairing the Cardinals with someone else in a teaser. Tease them up? I don't know. What are we looking at? What's the latest number on this game? And the McCaffrey is questionable for Sunday. We are looking at the
did
Cardinals.
Not practice yesterday. Did right. not practice the Thursday.
One-point dog. One, it's one at BetMGM right now.
Who are the Carolina Panthers? Who is Matt Rhule? Who is Baker Mayfield to be a favorite over anybody? Like, if that's the situation, I expect the opposition to be a bottom five team.
Yeah,
we don't like the Cardinals this year, but they're not a bottom five team. And you're right about Kingsbury. When he's going against coaches that are not elite and he's on the road, he's been awesome. I don't know what that is. I saw this stat on the Action Network. I thought it was like amazing. Underdog when he's not facing Super Bowl winning coaches. He's 11-0-1 ATS.
Wow.
And Matt Rhule can't cover a game to save his life. He's just god awful. As a favorite, he's 3-10. Baker's a favorite. Matt Rhule's a favorite. Isn't this too easy? Don't you just take Kyler? And they've got the, you know, I don't know. CMC is not the old CMC yet. Right now, they do have the best player on the field on their team in Kyler.
Yeah, I'm teasing the Cardinals up. Plugging my nose. I hate this.
I'm glad we're out of time. I hate this game too, and I have nothing, no interest in anything on it.
Put it on the corner TV.
I lean Cardinals. I might be forced to take them in a contest because this week's.
Oh,
sucks.
Boy.
Oh, wow.
More to come next, including the Sunday night game on the BetQL Network.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.